from the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystals Vintage Network.
Here's another episode of Crystals Vintage Anywhere that you can take into the woods with you. Right now. It's time for Crystals Vintage Anywhere, that half three quarters of an hour of liturgy, music, and fun. And now, your friend in the Rhode Island woods, here's Brian Michael Page. Hello and welcome, Ego Sum Brianis Michaelis Pagina. We're in the 19th week of Ordinary Time, the 13th week after Pentecost, and our 142nd episode of Crystals Vintage Anywhere. We just got back from a crazy week of travel, particularly due to my daughter's final All-Star Tournament of the summer, and guess what? Our girls won again. We earned second seed by winning two of the three qualifying games, losing only to Smithfield, Rhode Island's blue team 6-4. And then shutting out Smithfield's white team 10-0, and then host team North Kingstown 2-0. Now, let's go to Sunday in a game that would either send us to the championship round or send us home packing in third place. Well, we played a nail-biting rematch against North Kingstown. Staked with a 5-2 lead, we gave three runs back to North Kingstown in the top of the final inning. In the bottom of the inning, bases loaded, two out, our team's resident lefty Cameron walked in the winning run. Final score, 6-5. So, we landed up playing in the finals against, guess who? Smithfield's blue team, which landed up being the top seed. That was the team that beat us in the first game Saturday. Our girls, high off that two out in the final inning win, dominated against Smithfield, winning the game 8-2 and the tournament. You think we're done softball yet? Nope. In just a few weeks, fall ball. Needless to say, we haven't been home since Friday. Our original plan was to camp out at Burlingame State Park, our favorite campground, during the tournament. And we haven't been there since 2005. You know, so we were going to go to the campground and then just go to the ball field from there. It's a little bit closer, not much, but a little bit closer. And at the same time, we could have a good time. Well, we got there, guess what? No sites available. That's the first time that's ever happened to us, really, going down there. This is actually the first year that they started allowing reserving of sites, because up until just this year, the tent sites have always been first come, first serve. Needless to say, my wife's friend, who she invited to come camping with us, offered for us to spend a couple of nights at her stepfather's beach house, which is right by Roy Carpenter's beach down in South County. It's about 20 minutes east of the campground. Well, by Sunday, we were able to come back to Burlingame and pitch camp. We didn't head home till Wednesday. And since I start working 10-hour days on Mondays, we needed to get that getaway in. On Friday, August 8th, Bishop Arthur Saratelli, chairman of the Committee on Divine Worship, has sent to all bishops of the United States a copy of the June 29th instruction by Francis Cardinal Orinze, prefect for the Congregation of Divine Worship and Discipline of the Sacraments, about the use of the divine name of God in the liturgy. The divine name, also known as the Tetragrammaton, is spelt YHWH. And this is something that was never intended to be pronounced, although it's often rendered in English-speaking countries, especially here in the United States, as Yahweh. Now, since the divine name YHWH was never intended to be pronounced to begin with, Cardinal Lorenzo has instructed that the name YHWH not be used or pronounced in liturgical celebrations. Further, the Hebrew word Adonai is to be translated as Lord, and YHWH to be rendered God. This has absolutely no effect on the order of Mass in the current translation or the proposed new translation. We'll have news on that new translation in a little bit, by the way. The instruction by the good cardinal does, however, have an effect on some prayers of the faithful, especially those written by and for a given parish. It also, probably on a larger scale, has an effect on some of the music used often at Mass. Three Dan Shooty titles come to mind. You Are Near, you know, as in Yahweh, I Know You Are Near. Yahweh, the Faithful One. And then also Sing a New Song Unto the Lord, where verse 1 begins, Yahweh's people dance for joy. Another title affected is one simply called Yahweh. That's the one that begins, Yahweh is the God of my salvation. It's written by Gregory Norbert back in his days with the Weston Priory. Another song affected, it's an early 70s ditty called This Is My Body. This was particularly big when Monthly Missalette was big. It had an opening verse that started with the words, Peace to Zion, Yahweh's people. In a nutshell, these songs will have to either be altered or deep-sixed. For those who think I'm comically concocting this story just to discourage use of certain songs, I'll leave a link to the text in the show notes. It contains the cover letter by Bishop Saratelli, followed by the instruction by Cardinal Lorenzi. Incidentally, a Canadian correspondent to the RPINet message boards that we frequent, who uses the name Gabby, has informed us on the boards that their hymnal, the Catholic Book of Worship 3, fixed that problem by changing the words, Yahweh, I know you are near, to, O God, I know you are near. And in the song, Sing a New Song to the Lord, that verse where it starts, Yahweh's people dance for joy, is eliminated altogether. These alterations were made with the proper permissions in 1994. Also in recent news, the Vatican has approved what is known as the White Book. The White Book is the proposed translation of the Order of Mass as presented by the Committee on Divine Worship. So, when will this translation be in use? We don't know yet. The White Book contains the English translation of the Ordinary of the Mass, that is, those texts that are the same every time you go to Mass. However, the Committee on Divine Worship is still working on the proper of the Mass, that is, those texts that change from day to day, readings, psalms, collect, etc. The whole idea, of course, would be to begin use of both the ordinary and the proper at the same time. I'll keep you updated on this as it develops, and I'm going to leave a couple of links in the show notes as well. One is for the letter of Reconicio, that is the approval by Francis Cardinal Lorenzi, and the other for the newly approved English translation for the ordinary of the Mass. Well, today we finally get to finish off our Worship 1 review. But first, let's break open the Christus Vincit Anywhere suggestion box.
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery. It's the Christus Vincit Anywhere suggestion box.
Well, hello there. Let's open up our suggestion box here. I was prepared to add Assumption and the Vigil to the suggestion box. However, I realize that by the time I get this episode uploaded, it would probably be too late. So, I am going to give you a special treat for the Assumption later on in today's show for your patience. I think you'll like it. But right now, let's take a look at the 20th Sunday of Ordinary Time that's coming up this Sunday, the 17th of August. The introit for the day. Protector noster auspice Deus et respice in faciem Christi tui, quia melior est dies una in atuis tuis super milia. Psalmus. Quam delecta tabernacula tua, Domine virtutem, concupiscit et deficit anima mea in atria Domini. Translation. O God, our protector, behold and consider the face of your anointed. For one day in your house is better than a thousand elsewhere. Psalm. How lovely is your tabernacle, or dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs and pines for the courts of the Lord. These words come from Psalm 84 or from the Vulgate in Douay Rheims, 83. The ideal hymn matches would be, How blessed is this place, O Lord, which can be sung to any long meter tune. I highly recommend Winchester New if you want something a little on the familiar side. Another one would be, How blessed is this place, which is a piece found in earlier versions of the liturgical press missalette celebrating the Eucharist. This one is set to a German melody called O Gott, du frommer Gott. The tune is also named in some hymnals as Darmstadt, and it has the same meter as Nun Danket, and Now Thank We All Our God. It's 6-7-6-7-6-6-6-6. Now, if you're using the responsorial psalm from the lectionary, the psalm antiphon is O God, let all the nations praise you. This comes from Psalm 67 or 66 in the Vulgate. Now, a good matching hymn that can be used somewhere might be God of Mercy, God of Grace, set to any 7-7-7-7-7-7 tune. That's three lines of pairs of sevens. Such tunes would be Dix, as in For the Beauty of the Earth, or Ratisbon, as in Christ Whose Glory Fills the Skies. Now, if you have a choir that still sings in the summer month and has a really good repertoire of motets and anthems, try John Rutter's The Lord Bless You and Keep You. Absolutely gorgeous. It's a little on the contemporary side, but it is absolutely beautiful, especially with an organ accompaniment. I actually heard a YouTube video with, I believe it's St. Paul's Choir in London, Westminster. Beautiful rendition. The Alleluia verse is, Jesus proclaimed the gospel of the kingdom and cured every disease among the people. That's a passage from the fourth chapter of Matthew's gospel. Now, for those using the options given in the Graduale Romanum, the gradual is Bonum est confidere in Domino, quam confidere in homine. Bonum est sperare in Domino, quam sperare in principibus. It is better to trust in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to hope in the Lord than to hope in princes. This comes from the 118th Psalm, 117th from the Vulgate, and also appears as part of the Responsorial Psalm for Divine Mercy Sunday, that is the Sunday after Easter. In ideal hymns, and I often use these on Divine Mercy Sunday, by the way, Adoro te devote, you could use this in Latin, or the English Godhead here in hiding, We Walk by Faith. A We Walk by Faith can be sung to such tunes as St. Anne, St. Botolph, or Dunlap's Creek. I've seen them to all three of these tunes. My favorite amongst the three is St. Botolph. The most familiar is probably St. Anne. The tune Shanti, seen this one in a lot of hymnals, as written by Marty Hagen as a sending forth hymn for his massive creation. The tune itself actually isn't really all that bad. This is probably Marty's best tune, far better than anything else he's scribbled. The Alleluia verse, Venite exultemus Domino, jubilemus Deo salutare nostro. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us be joyful in God our Savior. Psalm 95, or 94 in the Vulgate. This tempts me to pull out, If Today You Hear His Voice, as set to music by Alexander Pelequin from his Songs of Israel Volume 2 collection. Maybe not in place of the Alleluia, well, definitely not in place of the Alleluia, but at some point where a hymn or anthem could be sung. Offertory. Imitate Angelus Domini in circuitu timentium eum, et eripiet eos. Gustate et videte, quoniam suavis est Dominus. The angel of the Lord is encamped around those who fear him, and shall deliver him. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. I know, James Moore's Taste and See. When done right, okay, Taste and See is actually pretty good. I like the setting when it's played right. I've heard it trashed by a cantor at the cathedral in my own diocese one time. I believe this was the episcopal ordination of the Most Reverend Robert McManus. He was at that time our auxiliary bishop. It was his first assignment as bishop. He was the auxiliary under Bishop Robert Mulvey. Bishop McManus, of course, is now the ordinary in our neighboring diocese of Worcester, Massachusetts. And he's doing a wonderful job there. A wonderful job. Anywho, the choir did the refrain of Moore's Taste and See very well, and it was very well accompanied. I have to say this. However, the cantor ad-libbed on all the verses. It was like a gospel song or a rock song, okay? He was screaming out high notes that didn't belong there. Take my advice. Don't. Sing it as written, and it'll work just fine. There's another responsory that's also very good, O Taste and See, by Stephen Somerville. That's an excellent responsory. And that one's in the 1984 People's Mass Book. And an even better piece with a well-trained choir, O Taste and See by Ralph Vaughan Williams. Communion for the day. Domus mea, domus orationis vocabitur, dicit Dominus. In ea omnis qui petit, accipit, et qui querit, invenit, et pulsanti aperietur. My house will be called a house of prayer, says the Lord. Everyone who asks here will receive, and he who seeks will find, and to him who knocks it will be open. The hymn that definitely comes to mind here is Seek Ye First. And yes, with that Paco Bella effect in the Alleluia descant. Cantica Nova mentions a slew of great hymns and anthems, way too many to mention here. So I'm going to leave a link in the show notes where you can check out all these wonderful hymns and anthems and motets and whatnot, and even some good organ preludes, postludes. So we'll have a link to that in the show notes to Cantica Nova. We'll be back. Don't do this at church. Dang, CD stuck again! Ready to finish off worship one so I can make way for other topics? Yeah. I thought so. Let's do it. Now first, let's take a look at a section with musical settings of the Psalms, as well as hymns based on the Psalms. We'll start off with 292, the Jelenos setting of How Great Is Your Name, How Great Is Your Name, O Lord Our God, Through All the Earth. I've always loved this setting. 293, a hymn, The Living God My Shepherd Is, set to the tune Brother James's Air. My Shepherd is the Lord, the Jelenos Psalm is 294. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul, the Jelenos setting, Psalm 25. Psalm 33, another favorite of mine, ring out your joy to the Lord. And then we have, this is a nice little chant-like setting, I will bless the Lord, Psalm 34. The antiphon here is, the Lord is near unto the contrite of heart. He saves the crushed in spirit. Sister Theophane Hytrek. It's a lovely little chant setting. All you peoples, clap your hands. Psalm 47. Another nice little setting. This one is Joseph Roth. 299. Have mercy on me. Psalm 51 from Jelenos. May God have pity on us and bless us from Frank Sharon. This is Psalm 67. That's number 300. 301. Ring out your joy to God our strength. Also from Jelenos. Another Jelenos psalm here for Psalm 84. How lovely is your dwelling place. Also, the Lord is King, with majesty and robes, Psalm 93. I particularly like that one. I've used it before. Psalm 96, O sing a new song to the Lord. Another antiphon here that I really like out of that. Great is the Lord, worthy of praise. Tell all the nations God is King. Spread the news of his love. 305, by Sister Agnes Meisenberg. To Yahweh, sing a new song. This one also made it into worship too. This one did not get into worship 3, and just as well, because all the hype now about the name Yahweh, YHWH, being dropped. Psalm 100, Sing Joyfully to the Lord, from Joe Roth, is number 306. The Jelenos setting of Psalm 100, Cry Out with Joy to the Lord, All the Earth, is number 307. That's another antiphon I like. Arise, come to your God, da 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 da. My soul give thanks to the Lord. Psalm 103 is number 308, 309. O praise ye the Lord. Also from Jelenos. These are both Jelenos. Another Jelenos one I really like. And I like both of these antiphons, by the way. O blessed are those who fear the Lord. Psalm 128. The second antiphon is, may the Lord bless and protect us all the days of our lives. 311, out of the depths. With the antiphon, I place all my trust in you, my God. Also by Joseph Jelenos. 312, Out of the Depths by Pat Cunningham, is more of those folksy type tunes there. Psalm 138, We Give Our God Our Grateful Praise. And this is a tune, the name of the tune on this is actually called Grateful Praise. And it's actually used for How Lovely Are Your Works, O Lord, in Worship 2, that same tune, written by Joe Roth. From Psalm 139, Still in Quiet Is My Soul. This is from Sister Suzanne Tulin. Psalm 147, Praise the Lord for He is Good, from Jelenos. And now finally, that's the last of the psalm settings that are in this book. And then we get into the lectionary. It gives you, for each of the Sundays, the entrance antiphon, the communion antiphon, and the antiphons to the responsorial psalms for the 3 years of that date. Now, one thing to remember, too, the readings are not included in here. The verses to the psalms are not included. Matter of fact, the psalm antiphons are text only. There's no music. However, let's go to Palm Sunday on here, number 346. And it mentions here, for the procession, appropriate hymns 37, 92, 91 may be sung. 37, which is all glory, Lord, and honor, is fine. 92, the King of Glory, I'm not a big fan of it, but it works. It's partially on Psalm 24. 91, Alleluia, sing to Jesus. As much as I like the hymn, it would be inappropriate for that day because it's got Alleluias. It does include the chant for Good Friday. This is the wood of the cross on which hung the Savior of the world. 351, it gives a slightly different, interesting rendition of the Lumen Christi as they bring in the Paschal candle for the Easter Vigil. Christ our light, thanks be to God. A little different. And then you have the Litany of the Saints here. The only thing, this is the abridged version of the Litany of the Saints. All the saint invocations are truncated. I guess they're assuming that you have a missal in your hand or something. Easter Sunday includes the sequence, however, it's text only, no music, and it's the Edward Coswell translation. For Pentecost Sunday, same thing. Okay, just looking to see if there's any other items here. What surprised me is they had no music for presentation of the Lord, like for the procession. The only other musical item I can find in here is 462. It's the baptism of children, and it has a short acclamation from Bob Battistini, God is love, he who lives in love lives in God. And that's it. That covers the whole series on Worship One. So it looks like next week we're going to have to find a different topic to do, hey? All right. Our musical guest is a special treat this week. Let's welcome the Mater Ecclesiae Choir. You just heard the Mater Ecclesiae Choir of Berlin, New Jersey, in their rendition of Hail, Holy Queen, Enthroned Above. As we honor the Blessed Virgin Mary's Assumption into Heaven this week, I felt it necessary to play this rousing six-minute arrangement as performed in last year's Extraordinary Form Mass that took place at the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception in Camden, New Jersey. We're going to leave a link in the show notes to the parish of Mater Ecclesiae, where the choir came from. I have in my left hand today's Crystals Vintage Anywhere Top 10 list.
Top 10.
Today's Top 10 list is brought to you by the Liturgy of the Word, as proclaimed at the 2008 Los Angeles Religious Miseducation Congress. Trust me, this isn't pretty. Today from the home office, somewhere in the armpit of Rhode Island, the Top 10 Reasons Seamus is banned from campsites across the USA. He really got himself screwed too many times. Top 10 Reasons Seamus is banned from campsites across the USA. Here we go. Number 10, constantly breaks zero tolerance policy on alcohol by filling camper with kegs. Number 9, blood alcohol level at check-in, 0.15. That's 0.07 over the legal limit in Rhode Island and most other states, too. Number 8, blood alcohol level at checkout, 1.15. Number 7, puts on clinic on how not to walk by stumbling and belching in front of a park ranger. Number 6, definition of beer-battered fish, beating fish mercilessly with a club after having a few too many beers. Number 5, sets up weather machine for downpours aimed at yours truly's campsite, rains all day Monday. Number 4, belches kumbaya 70 times 7 times too many. Number 3, crashes camp square dance party, assaults and replaces caller. Number 2, sets entire site on fire with just 2 pieces of wood, 1 match, 4 cans of lighter fluid, and 1 roll of toilet paper. And the number one reason Seamus is banned from campsites across the USA, tries to get all charges dismissed in exchange for a week-old donut. Crystal's Vintage.
Lucky music and fun. That's us.
Annuncio vobis gaudium magnum.
Habemus snarkos. Brianis Michaelis Pagina. Et Yasonis Alexandris Pennington.
Qui sibi nomen imposuit.
Christus vincit the blog.
You never know what's going to happen at Crystal's Vintage the Blog with your snark team, Brian Michael Page and Jason Pennington. Liturgy, music, and fun that you can read right from your computer, or you can even print it up and read it on a park bench just like a newspaper. You can even line a kitty litter box with it. It's the best thing since newsprint. Come join us if you dare. Crystalsvintage.blogspot.com. Ego sum Brianis Michaelis Pagina, et hanc verbo ad scripto. I am Brian Michael Page, and I approve this message. What's a good way to spend your summer vacation? By taking full advantage, of course, of our Crystals Vintage Anywhere interactive corner. We have all sorts of cool things to do there. You can cast your monthly vote at Podcast Alley. There's also the Crystals Vintage Anywhere official message forums where you can leave feedback for any and all episodes of Crystals Vintage Anywhere and Crystals Vintage TV. You can also subscribe to our show on iTunes. You can give us a dig, that's D-I-G-G. You can even join our ever-growing Facebook group, Fans of Crystals Vincit Anywhere. There's also a link to YouTube and Pyro.tv, where you can watch video episodes of Crystals Vincit TV. Finally, there is our Krakuska Kielbasa Wall of Fame. Check out the link in our show notes on how you can get your neighborhood deli posted there. Do it in between trips to the beach, cookouts, campouts, beer runs, ball games, and runnings of the bull. And as per usual, we thank you for your support. And by the way, I want to thank you for your help in getting our podcast alley vote count up there. We finished July with 7 votes. That's the most we've had in a long time. Thank you so much. Keep up the great work. I hope we can reach that again in August and beyond. I want to thank you for joining me today. Tune in again next week for another hair-raising episode of Crystals Vincit Anywhere or Crystals Vincit TV, depending on what snarky little mood I'm in. I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace. Krakuska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of Crystals Vincit Anywhere. Crystals Vincit Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B-Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and the Crystals Vincit Network. This broadcast is copyright 2008, Brian Michael Page. Made on a crappy PC.